you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, December 22nd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Instacart is scrapping all price tests effective immediately. The move comes after customer pushback following a report that Instacart was charging different prices for the same items. The report from earlier this month found an average difference of 13% between the highest and lowest prices, with some differences as high as 23%. Instacart had said the tests help retailers understand consumer preferences. Today, a spokesperson said that the tests fell short of expectations. Billionaire Larry Ellison has agreed to personally guarantee $40.5 billion of equity financing for Paramount's bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount previously made a hostile all-cash tender offer of nearly $78 billion for Warner, but Warner rejected it over concerns about the credibility of the offer, and it recommended shareholders go with Netflix's offer instead. Paramount's revised offer for the same share price expires January 21st. In the meantime, Netflix has been looking to shore up its own financing for its $72 billion deal for Warner's studios and streaming service. According to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, Netflix has secured some $25 billion in bank financing to fund it. And whoever ends up winning Warner, we report that theater owners fear the acquisition could reduce the number of theatrical releases or push movies to streaming platforms faster, though both Paramount and Netflix have said they wouldn't do that. Finally, Chinese tech giant Baidu is teaming up with ride-hailing platforms Uber and Lyft to begin trials of its self-driving vehicles in the UK. Uber says it'll begin a pilot program in London with Baidu's robo-taxi unit, Apollo Go, in the first half of next year. And Lyft says it'll begin testing in London with dozens of Apollo Go RT6 vehicles next year, pending regulatory approval. Baidu's Apollo Go currently leads the global autonomous driving charge. It's completed more than 17 million rides across 22 cities as of November. That's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.